Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle. So we have our wonderful friend on board to help us talk about a really interesting and intriguing topic.
Very.
Kids looking at porn. I mean, whoa. So,
all over the place. It's everywhere. So we have Dr. Marty Klein.
Yeah, licensed marriage and family therapist, certified sex therapist, and the book is Helping Young People Develop Porn Literacy. Okay, we're really going to do a deep dive into this one. First, Dr. Klein, thank you so very much for joining us here at Her Radio. And we want to just ask you right off the bat, what do you mean by porn literacy?
Well, I'm happy to be back, and this is a great topic. By porn literacy, I mean that everybody, adults as well as young people, needs to have an understanding of this product. Literacy meaning, how is this product made? How does this product affect people? And what are the features of this product that a person needs to understand if they're going to have either a positive experience or certainly a non-negative experience?
Huh. So when you talk about kids, especially, and right off the bat, I can see families and mothers and fathers just simply saying to kids, don't look at porn. Why
right.
doesn't that work?
Well, we know that telling kids don't do something that they want to do without talking to them about it, it frequently just doesn't work. In fact, I had a teacher who used to say, if you want a book that you want your kids to read, the thing to do is to hide it.
And they'll find it.
What we know about kids is that they're intensely if they're healthy, they're intensely curious. And if they're healthy, they're exploring the world around them. And as Michelle said at the top of the segment, you know, pornography is everywhere. And so young people, of course, they have a lot of curiosity about it. And if we just say to them, that stuff is bad for you, stay away from it, that's not going to satisfy their curiosity. It's not going to give them any information. And it's not going to help them make good decisions about what to do.
So,
all right.
So we need to help them develop a sense of, what is this product all about? Why don't we think that it's a good idea for them to access it? And if they do, even though we don't want them to, what do they need to know so that they can have a healthy experience or a non-destructive experience?
So what are the three things?
Yeah,
absolutely.
What are they?
Just give us three right off the bat.
Three things to tell kids about pornography. Number one. This product is not made for you. This product is made for adults. You know, some products are made for young people, and we tell them how we want them to use those products. This product is not made for you. And so if you use this product, there's a good chance that you're going to be confused or upset. So that's the first thing we want to tell kids. This product is not made for you. The second thing that we want to tell young people about pornography is that the things that are portrayed in pornography, they don't necessarily reflect real life.
Right.
That sex in real life does not feel the way that pornography looks. And the third thing that we want to tell young people is that pornography is not a documentary. It's not like pornography goes into people's bedrooms and films exactly what goes on. Pornography, like every movie, like every video game, like every TV show, involves editing. So the people who are involved in pornography, they're actors and actresses who are selected because they have really unusual bodies, and then they have a script that they follow, so they do specific things, and then in the magic of the editing room, film is reconfigured so that it presents a certain image. So we want young people to understand that if they're going to look at pornography, which we don't think is a good idea for them because it's not made for them, made for adults, they need to understand that what they're looking at is not a literal representation of what goes on in people's homes. And it's not what the kinds of experiences that they're going to have literally when they become sexual later on.
So is there a certain age, Marty, that you see kids going online and looking at porn, or is it kind of across the board?
Well, you know, everybody who has a cell phone now has access to pornography. You don't even need a laptop computer anymore. You just need a smartphone. But I think the thing that we mostly need to be concerned about is adolescence. You know, your average five-year-old, we don't need to worry so much about them accidentally stumbling onto pornography, because if they accidentally do, they're going to be bored with it and they're just going to keep going to find something that they are interested in. But I would say high school kids, for sure, we need to be talking with them about sexuality, and we need to be talking with them about pornography as part of that larger discussion.
How prevalent is this? You know, is this just a few families out there? Is this really fairly ubiquitous, what parents are dealing with regard to porn?
Well, a lot of parents are dealing with it whether they know it or not, and a lot of parents are dealing with it whether they talk to their partners about it or they talk to their kids about it. I mean, there are a lot of parents who are concerned, and they don't know what to do. There are a lot of parents that are concerned, I don't want my kid watching this. What if my kid is watching this? What if my kid's boyfriend is watching this? What if my kid's girlfriend is watching this? What if my kid's friends are watching this and encouraging my kids? So I think a lot of parents are concerned about this. Millions and millions of parents are concerned about this, and they don't know what to do. And like so many of the topics that EmpowerHer discusses, you know, step one is you got to talk about it. So even if you don't know what to say, I think it's appropriate for parents to sit down with their kids and say, you know, I understand there's a lot of pornography out there, and I want to talk to you about it. And it's even okay to say, I'm not really comfortable talking about this, but I think we got to talk about it anyway.
That's a hard topic. Hard topic to talk about. I mean, it's not easy to talk about this. So,
well, I'll tell you what makes it harder to talk about pornography. What makes it really hard to talk about it is if it's the very first conversation that you have with your kids about sex. So I think what parents need to understand is that sexuality is something you need to talk with your kids about over and over and over again, because the conversation that you have with your kids about sex when they're 8 or 9 is a different conversation than you have with your kids when they're 11 or 13 or 15. So we want parents to be having a series of conversations with their kids about sexuality, develop a vocabulary, develop the rhythm of, yeah, periodically this is something we talk about, so that when the parent goes to talk about pornography with their kid, there's already an established relationship around the issue of sexuality.
Great.
It makes it a lot more complicated to talk about pornography if it's the very first conversation you have with your kids about sex.
I totally agree with you. But
so
we
now
see it on Empower every day. Every single day we get questions from our young people asking about, you know, can I get pregnant with my clothes on? All these things. No one's having the discussion, period. Parents aren't discussing any of this with them.
But, you know, Marty has given us some great words of wisdom, if I can reiterate. When you're talking to your kid, you're saying, look, pornography's not made for you. The next thing is it doesn't reflect real life. And the next is, you know, this isn't a documentary. This is basically a movie that's been edited, and it involves actors and actresses. It's not real life, again, sort of another way of saying that. And, you know, I think it's so important that you talk to your kids. So we want to thank you, Dr. Marty Klein, the author of Helping Young People Develop Porn Literacy. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. And don't forget to talk to your kids about sex. Start the conversation. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.